Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, we were introduced to the Falcon. Will he be enough to help Captain America get the exiles off his tail? Let's find out.
So we are on to the next issue, where the exiles are searching for Cap again, well, Red Skull, and Cap Skull is, this is where I made mention before, where he's like, well, they should have taken care of him by now. Wait a minute, maybe he took off his mask. They've never seen me as without it.
I love this issue, this panel right here, where he's talking about they've never seen me without the mask, and the artist has done such a good job of making the Red Skull in Captain America's body look leering and menacing, like he's Gollum.
He's crouching over the broken chair.
You know, never mind that he looks straight up like Gollum, you know, with his precious from the Lord of the Rings. You know, but anyway, just,
which is great. That's good.
Yeah, the artist is great. He managed to capture something in their faces that was just really good. Yeah.
So what ends up happening is that this one thing I love. So the exiles are out and about. They fire a gun at Red Ring, which is just flying around, and Cap's like, oh, there's only one with a pistol, and I'm pretty sure he's not a good shot. You don't have to worry about it.
He's got the most racist name on the face of the planet, really. He's the one Asian guy, and his name is Ching, you know, who carries a gun. But it looks like a Mauser pistol that he's got there, honestly. German make.
Probably is. But so Red Ring comes back, and Cap Skull is like, all right, so let's go train. Get out of those threads and into your costume. As he's doing this, he's taking off his jumpsuit. To put his jumpsuit back on. To practice it. So they do a nice little montage of training for hours. Which I find interesting because after their training is done, and they're saying that he gets stronger and faster and swifter, Falcon is. But after the training, they go to attack the exiles and they've got all of this stamina and power. It's like, you didn't rest at all?
Yeah, you spent hours training like this. Why? But, I mean, it's a typical even of in movies today, you know what I mean, where you'll have this slow build-up where they're starting to learn, and then there's a little bit of a breakthrough where they do something right, and what follows is a montage scene, right, where they start to get better.
Yes, but that montage is over days, usually. This even states, you know, hour after hour, the grueling session continues. And he gets better and stronger and faster and swifter and all this stuff. But comics.
Story conventions, man, at the time. So
Okay, so then we go back to New York at the hotel. The hotel manager is calling up to Skullcap saying that there's a crowd of people wanting to basically see him. And Skull is like, yeah, no, your job is to keep them out. I don't want to see him. I'm good. But as this is going on, we have a fan who swipes the key out of the manager's hand. You know, theft.
Right.
And then...
That's the way to see Captain.
The crowd goes bull rushing to the elevator, or the stairs, looks like. You know, just trying to get to go see him. Cap, or Skullcap, is able to use the cube to get him downstairs onto the street to... just get away from everybody. He's like, okay, I gotta get out of here. But this is a perfect opportunity to ruin Cap's reputation, which is his ultimate goal. He wants the fans to start to hate him so that in the end, when he goes back to, after he's killed Cap, quote unquote, killed Cap, that they're not gonna love him anymore.
You know what's interesting here is that in this montage where he's running away, literally, and he thinks, you know, I'm going to go ahead and ruin Cap's reputation, the only sentence he utters to them is, fools, what can I have to say to the likes of you?
Yeah.
And then he thinks that that is going to be enough to ruin and discredit it and making him forgotten.
I mean...
literally, all he had to do was stand there and take the mask off. Because everybody thought that Steve Rogers was dead, and suddenly if he shows that, hey, his face actually is Steve Rogers and throws all of this into question again.
But this goes back to what we were talking about, what you were talking about earlier about who is the truer, like, who is the right being, Captain America or Steve Rogers?
Mm-hmm.
Red Skull sees Captain America as being the true person. Steve Rogers is nobody.
Right.
So...
It seems like it would have been an easy way, though, to throw discredit on the person of Steve Rogers and make Cap's job even harder.
Really, the easiest way? Beat up some fans.
Yeah.
As Cap. I mean, he's got Cap's body.
Yeah.
And he's no pushover himself. Red Skull is strong in his own right.
As evidenced just by the fact that Cap can use Skull's body pretty well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, so he runs away in short order from the crowd, laughing internally about how he's just ruined Cap's job. And then we cut to a scene of Rick Jones being sad again. You know,
well, he's mad at Cap because the last time he saw him, he told him just to leave him alone.
Right.
And
he's crying again. There's literally this panel with Rick Jones where it's like a zoom in on his face with a tear.
Well, and then he rips up the picture of a signed Cap picture. So after we leave the Rick panels, we're back to AIM, where they have figured out something, this catholite block.
Yeah, whatever that is.
It's whatever it is will help end up disrupting the power of the Cosmic Cube. That's their ultimate goal, which will come in handy next issue.
Right.
We then go to Cap Skull and Falcon as they attack the Exiles, trying to stop them from basically ruining the rest of the island.
Right, and there's Ching with his gun.
Well, because it's all he has.
Right.
I was going to go in depth of who each Exile is. In all honesty, they're not important. They're literally just cannon fodder because they go through them fairly simply or fairly easily. And then at one point,
there's a guy calling himself Iron Fist. You notice that?
Was Iron Fist really?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know whether or not Iron Fist is even a character at this point, but
he is.
This one character, Iron Man or whatever.
No, it's yeah, his name is
Hauptmann or something like that. Yes. Because but you, an untutored nobody, shall fall by my iron fist.
Because he has an iron fist.
Right, literally.
An actual iron fist.
I wonder whether or not that was a little bit of a might inspiration. Have
play.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening is that natives are done with the Exiles as well, and they join in the fight. They are able to help push the Exiles away from their town and off the island.
Over the edge. They're the deciding factor in the fight between Captain and Falcon and all of them.
And so that's the end of issue 118.
We're like in this last scene in 118 where Falcon goes, all of a sudden I feel strangely menaced, you know? And, you know, Cap obviously is aware. It's the cube. The Skull is watching, about to strike for the final time, you know? Never mind that he knows it's the final time, but, you know.
Well, comics.
Right, comics you know, are great.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the last chapter of this Captain America story arc.